Zoe, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you for coming onto this podcast again.
Oh, no problem.
Last time we talked, softball season got cut short.
Oh, sadly, goodness gracious.
I know you guys were starting to come on. I really had promise and hopes. I think you guys were going to make a deep playoff run. But I mean, we're in a new year now, so.
Oh, I know. I really thought we were going to do something.
So we know you play softball, but are you involved in any other kind of sports?
Yes, sir. I will be in cross country, basketball, track, and softball.
Oh man, so you're gonna be doing a little bit of everything.
Oh, yes.
So, out of all your coaches, who would you say is probably your most like motivated? Who, what coach gets you motivated the most? What coach inspires you the most?
I would say probably our head coach, Casey Bottis. She's our athletic director for the girls. She does real good at that. She always like keeps me up. She just keeps talking me through things.
Ah, man, I see her. I used to see her doing them basketball games, her and Jason both. Man, they know how to pump
Yes.
those girls up.
Oh, they do.
So it has to be pretty exciting for you. I mean, football season's come around for you guys. I mean, I know you guys are doing cross country, but I mean, Hamlin just had that big trip to Cowboy Stadium last year. So this has got to be a pretty exciting time to be in Hamlin Collegiate right now.
It is. Everyone's fired up. Like, we have high hopes to be back to Cowboy Stadium. So, like, this is just a big thing for us. And we have a big game this Friday against Hawley.
I know, it seems like Hawley's become Hamlin's new rival, doesn't
Oh, pretty much.
So, who would you say? I know you said you play basketball, so who would you say is probably your favorite basketball player?
I'm a big Baylor fan, so I watch Baylor Lady Basketball, and Brittany Griner. She played for Baylor a few years ago. She was amazing.
I know you're just a sophomore. So,
Yes.
how, I know you probably haven't thought this far ahead, but have you thought about college yet? Have you thought about where you're going to go, what you want to major in?
I mean, I have like
I know that's
not
still a
really a
few
specific idea.
years away.
Yeah, like I haven't got that far ahead, but like I just hope to like get some sort of athletic scholarship for softball is what I'm hoping for.
You should be able to. I've seen you out there, man, on the weekends, man, when Samantha's playing. And I've seen, man, when you
Yeah.
girls, man, y'all be balling it up out there, man.
Thank you.
But like I said, last year, man, oh man, like I said, that playoff run, man, I just feel like, man, Hamlin got cut short. Like, oh.
Oh, it did. I was out too with a back injury, and I got released the day they canceled sports.
Yeah, and I remember that because I remember you saying that you were having to go to PT, right?
Yes.
Yes, I remember. See, I remember you saying that, and then oh man, that would suck. I mean,
It was terrible.
it's your day you get and they tell you, oh, everything's canceled. Oh man, I wouldn't know what to do. They would have done that to me during football season. I would have.
Oh, it was miserable.
So, who would you probably say is probably your craziest teammate?
For softball or just all
Softball
around?
for any sport. I mean, you can name off for any for each sport if you want to. You've got a crazy friend for each sport.
I would say the Piper, Jordan Woods. She is very, very hyper. She always keeps me in a good mood. She is crazy.
Man, she's excellent at what she does. I mean, making All-American again. I mean,
Oh, I know.
so I seen last Friday. I mean, we kind of started off slow. It seemed like the Pipers a little bit, but I mean, they got it together. Seemed like second half. I don't know what was going on. It seemed like we kind of had like just a slow start, you know. But it seemed like the more you guys got into it, the crowd that they fed off of that, to
They
me.
did. Yeah, like the first half, most of us, it was a slow start, so like the stands weren't as hype as they usually are. It was weird, but like the second half they came out and the fans came out as well, so they fed off that exactly.
And I know you guys are probably taking extra precautions. I mean, with the COVID thing going on, I mean, it's crazy right now. We don't have as many fans as we do in the stands that we usually do. Hopefully that stuff is
Oh, I know.
done by the time softball season comes around, basketball season, so we can have our full stands back.
Gosh, I hope so.
But I mean, it's crazy. I mean, do you have any pregame rituals that you do before any games? Like, do you say a prayer? Do you have anything that you do? Cross your shoelaces a certain way?
Well, I do say a prayer before every game. I just talk to myself a little bit, self-motivation. I always have a game day playlist I listen
Hey, that's what I used to do, the same thing. I used to have certain songs that I would listen to on the way to the games, on the way from the games. Have about five or six playlists, probably.
Me too, but I found out like some of my playlists have good luck and some don't. So I've learned what to listen
There
to.
you go. So you got like your little superstitious, you see?
Oh, I am very superstitious.
So this should be a, like I said, this, I think this year for Hamlin Collegiate, this Lady Piper program to me is led by a big group of girls. I mean, you girls are coming in, the sophomore girls are going to lead a big class that's going to, for softball, basketball, everything is going to be for a couple of years. You girls are going to dominate for a couple of years at least, because you girls have all, I mean, you've grown up playing together. I mean, you girls know how each other ticks out there. So you're going to
Oh,
be
yes,
able to tell
sir.
each other, if one person's not up, you're going to be able to pick the other person up.
Oh, yeah, we know how each other played too. It's like we just grew up with each other. We've played together, travel ball. So we just know each other. So we just get along so much better. It makes everything so much easier.
And see, my little girl will start T-ball next year. And that's what I was
Oh.
explaining to my wife, that the importance of getting them in early, because travel ball and everything really helps them out as far as softball goes.
Oh, yes.
Like I told her, I said, man, I mean, you get a bunch of, you get the experience is what I get out of it. I mean, I played a lot of backyard tournaments, softball tournaments. I mean, not anymore. I'm kind of old now, so I'm kind of retired on that deal. But I mean, back in the day, I used to play LULAC, all those other tournaments. But I mean, now I guess I'm going to go ahead and pass the torch to my daughter.
Oh, that'd
Let her
actually be
pick.
great.
Hey, which is a good thing. Hey, I mean, she's barely 2 years old, and you already hear her talking about go Pipers, go green. She's already, I mean,
You're raising her right.
she's, I that's right. She already knows. She's already said, I want to be a Piper cheerleader. I'm going to be a Lady Piper.
Oh.
And that's got to be a big thing for you guys too, man, as far as sports. I mean, we can't do Adopt a Piper this year, so how does that affect everybody too? I mean, y'all are used to having your little, Piper, Lady Pipers.
Yeah, like Lady Parvers didn't have much of an Adopt a Piper, like the cheerleaders did, and like the mascot, I think she did too. But it was basically like the football boys thing. Like they always had like little goodie bags for the kids. They always like go backstage for a pep rally with them, and then it was just a good bonding time for everybody. Like it was just generally like a good time.
And I really think that they should expand it with the Lady Pipers as far as those basketball, softball program. I think that'd be kind of cool for them to have, you know what I mean? For you guys to be able to get adopted too. I mean, that would be, to me, would be pretty cool, because then it could be an all year round thing to teach them the year round tradition. That's one thing about the coaching program here in Hamlin, I feel like this is one of the best programs that anybody can go to.
That would be really cool, actually, just to have like know that little kids look up to you.
Yeah, see what I mean? Like, you guys would have your softball games, and before your games, they could give you guys little goodie bags and stuff. Man, I might mention that idea to the Booster Club.
Go ahead.
I might have just, maybe let me find out. I just sprung an idea there. Well, Zoe, man, it was a pleasure having you on this podcast. Thank you so much for coming on this podcast. When I end this podcast, I'll let you give a shout out to whoever you want to give a shout out to, a thank you to whoever you want to give a thank you to. The floor is all yours, Zoe.
Okay. A big shout out to my parents for supporting me through the way, giving me opportunities to play any sport I want to, and always having faith in me, and my coaches for always having some trust in me and just always having me up.
Well, thank you so much, Zoe, for coming on this podcast.
Thanks for having me.
I look forward to having you again before the season's over.
All right, then I'll be here.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.